God is the creator of all, not just those who claim to be the people of God. God calls and welcomes all of humanity into community. We who claim our love for Christ are invited to extend extravagant welcome in both word and action to all of God's children everywhere. Would you please stand as you are able for the call to worship? From the north and south, from the east and west, with hands raised high or hearts quietly pondering, bringing our love, opening our minds, and if you'll join me in the opening prayer. God of all nations, for creating us in all our diversity, yet calling us together in our common humanity, we offer you our thanks and praise. Speak to us with your Spirit of truth. Reveal to us your loving presence and guide us to display your loving Spirit in all that we say and in all that we do. Amen. Our opening hymn is All Creatures of Our God and King in our hymnal number 62 and on the screen.
Shall we pray? Almighty and gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you have blessed us, that you continue to do so, that you send the rain and the heat and the cold in its time and season. Lord, we give you thanks for all things, for safety from tornadoes, for graduations, for the complicatedness of motherhood, for all of the things that you have blessed us with. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with us, that you continue to show us your ways and your path. Lord, help us be a people who teach, who shine your light, who are gracious, who nurture one another, who care for each other, no matter who we are. God, help us be your people. May your light shine on this earth, and Lord, may it shine through us. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. And so, friends, with the confidence of those who have been redeemed by Christ, we invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. Friends, I'm going to invite the kids to come up, and we'll see if my son comes up as well. Kids, come on up.
Says it's not. Oh, there we go. Okay. See, Addison's not the only one. I struggle too. So, I'm Katie, in case you don't know my name. I think you guys all know who I am. Okay. So, today we're going to talk about being God's children. Okay. So, first thing we're going to do you think we should have their Sunday school teachers come up here? Because we're going to kind of honor them today. So, should we ask them to come up here too?
Yeah.
So, should we ask both of our Miss Lori's to come up here? Please, Miss Lori's. And maybe Jim should come up here. Can we get Jim up here? And Addison is back there, but I think she looks like she's a little bit busy. We're just happy she's here today. And I think Mr. Nick is not here today either. So we're going to have our Sunday school teachers come up here. And they can just hang out with us for a little bit. Because we're going to give them a little extra something after we're done today. Oh, Addison is going to come up. Yay. Okay, so I'm going to have you guys help me out with something. How many kids are up here today? So there's six of us up here? Okay, now stand up, and I want you to look out there. How many kids do we have out there, still sitting out there? Can you count? See how many we have out there? Nope, just hold on. Sitting out there. How many you see? So, like what, 4 or 5 maybe? 3, 4, something like that? Okay, you guys can sit back down. Okay, so I have a question for you. Let me ask you guys, how old do you have to be before you're not a kid anymore? What do you think? How old? 20-something? For the record, you can move out before you're 20-something. You can move out when you're like 18 to go to college, just so you know. 18, okay. Anybody else have any other answers? Oh, Kylie's catching on. She just said, you're always a child of God. I think she's caught on. So, she's right. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So, as you can tell, with God, it's not how old you are that determines whether you're a child. It's whether you're led by God's Spirit. If you're led by God's Spirit, you're a child of God no matter how old you are, even if you are over 100 years old. So now let's stand up again and look out in the congregation again. Now how many kids do you see? There's lots of them, aren't there? Like everybody? Yeah, because everybody, right? Everybody's children of God. Okay, so this kind of twofold. First of all, today's Mother's Day, right? If you didn't know, it's Mother's Day. So we all have moms, or we've had moms at some point. So we have moms to be thankful that we're children of our mothers. We're children of God. But we also have these folks here in the front row we're very thankful for, because they help us learn to be better children of God, don't they? Yes. So we are going to honor them by giving them a little gift. So as I say your name, if you guys could stand up. Do you want to give Addison hers? Take care to Addison. Do you want to give Lori? That's Lori B, so that's that Lori. I know. This one says Lori Beekman, though. Tricky. You want to give that one? And then can you give that one to Jim? And then I'll hold on to Nick's. And then I think we also have some tomato plants, so you guys get to try out your green thumbs. So if you guys could stand, let's give them all a round of applause. Not you guys, these guys, the teachers. Sorry, it wasn't very clear. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for everything you've done for all of our children of God in our church, both the youth and the adults. So let's say a quick prayer, okay? I know I do things a little bit different, so I don't have one, but I'm going to have you repeat after me. So I'm just going to pray for us, okay? Okay. Father, we thank you that no matter how old we are, we're all your children. Lord, help us to make you proud of every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 22. Suffering is an important issue in the letter of 1 Peter. Now, who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Maintain a good conscience so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight lives, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Friends, at this time we have a moment of offering as not only a reminder of all of the good and the good blessings that God gives us throughout our lives, but also as an opportunity to respond to those blessings. It's no secret. It takes a lot of hands for the rummage sale. It takes a lot of help to make sure these ministries continue. It even takes some resources to keep the lights on. But friends, through all of your generosity, through your faithfulness, through the ways that you partner with us, we are blessed as a community, and we give thanks for all of you. So friends, the ushers are going to come down with plates. If you'd like to give an offering now in this time, we would appreciate it. If you, like me and others, would like to sign up for more sustained giving through the EFT, then that would be a blessing as well. But friends, in this moment, I invite each and every one of us to reflect on the ways that God has continued to bless us in our lives. Thanks. Bless these gifts which we have received. Bless these resources. Bless these abilities. Bless this time and this heart that you have given us, that it might be a blessing to not only our community, but to the wider community and the world. God, help us be people of peace and light. Help us be people of grace and justice, so that your kingdom might be made more visible and that your community might become a part of our community. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Friends, continue standing as you're comfortable and join us in our next hymn, Spirit of the Living God. You can find it on 393 in your thick blueback hymnal or up on the screens. Thank you. Friends, our gospel reading today comes from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. This is the gospel according to John. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have not left you orphans. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The good news of Jesus Christ, and all the people said, Amen. Amen. Friends, we're honoring teachers today, and as much as I'd love to ask the question, who is your favorite teacher? I know that's a much safer question for me, who is not in my hometown right now, than it is for some of you who might still be in your hometown. But I want you to take a moment and reflect upon who your favorite teacher growing up was. Go ahead, take a moment, think about it. Who was it? Don't shout their name out. But what I want you to do is think about all of the ways that made them your favorite teacher. How did they act? What did they teach? How did they talk to you? Now, I give you permission. Heckle me up here. Shout it out. What were the ways that made your favorite teacher your favorite teacher? Why were they your favorite? They listened. What else? They encouraged. There was some over here, maybe. I don't want to put you on the spot. They believed in you. What else? What else made your favorite teacher your favorite teacher? They smiled. What was the other one? They trusted you. Or you trusted them. Or there was just trust. Both. Any others? They held you accountable. What else? They demanded more. They spurred you to greatness. Friends, it's no secret. It's one of the beautiful things about being human. We teach each other. We help each other grow. In many ways, we are better because we are able to pass on knowledge and experience and love in ways that, were we alone, we wouldn't be able to. It's the interesting thing about what God does for us as well. That when Christ died and when Christ rose and as he stood up on that mountain and said, "Hey friends, I love you, but I gotta bounce. I'll see you later." He said, "But don't worry, because I am going to send to you," thank you, Scott, "I am going to send to you my Spirit." How's this? Is this better? Can you still hear me? Oh no. Friends, this is why you check the batteries beforehand. A good learning opportunity for me. Friends, just as Christ left, he also left something with us. He said, "I am sending you my Spirit. I am sending you an advocate. I am sending you a helper. I am sending you someone who will never leave you. You will not be orphaned. Do not lose hope. You are not alone." And I think that's the beautiful thing that I've realized as I've grown, is that the teachers in my lives are the ones who did all those things. They cared about me. I could trust them. They spurred me to greatness. They encouraged me. They taught me things that I and helped me see things that I never would have seen on my own. And God does the same thing with the Holy Spirit. Those moments when, in that maybe classical Methodist Wesleyan language, your heart feels a little bit strangely warmed. Or another way it's been put is when your spirit or your heart gets tugged. Or there's just that feeling within you, maybe here in your chest or deep within your gut, and you know the presence, that some presence is around. That God is there. That God loves you, encourages you, teaches you the things, and gives you the courage to maybe step out and say, I don't know, but I'm interested in finding it. Friends, this is what we're called to do for each other. In the same ways that Christ did this and God does this and the Spirit does this, we are called to be those people for each other. To encourage, to help, to advocate on behalf of, to be a people who look more and more like Christ every day. But there's one more wrinkle to this, which I think is pretty fascinating. I think it's in Colossians. There's a point where the writer says, Christ offered himself up for us, submitted himself to God, that he might die, even die on a cross for our sake. It's an interesting thing to think about. Christ, who is God, I know, the Trinity, it's something that even I struggle with. But Christ, who is God, comes down onto earth and offers himself up for us so that we might truly live and have eternal life both. That Christ submits himself. And you also see God do this too in other ways. Do you remember that story? It started something like, in the beginning. Do you remember that one? In the beginning, God made everything, right? That's the Cliff Notes. That's the abridged version. In the beginning, God made everything and called it good, even very good at the end. And then he came to humanity, God came to humanity and said, all right, I need some help. And I can only imagine the gasps that came. You, God, need our help? Do you know what God asked? In one version of the story, he asks Adam. Do you know what God asked Adam to do? I need you to name all of the animals. All of the animals. How many of you like naming animals? What's your favorite pet name that you've ever had? Go ahead, heckle me a little bit, shout it out, it's fine. What was it? King. Oh, that's such a good name. What else? Fluffy. Nice. What else? Skipper. Surely there's some over here that have had pets that want to shout them out. Montana. Say that again. Widget. That's a good one. Daisy. Say it again. Sadie, Lovely, Jack, Rumo, yeah. Did you say Spencer? Snitzer, that's a good one. See, you're all good at naming things, right? You're all good at naming things. It's a God-given gift. And what's fascinating about it, at least as it relates to the story, this might seem like a silly thing, a silly rabbit trail to go off on. And yet, what did God do in that moment? When he told humanity, name these things, God gave a little bit of God's authority and shared it. Just like Christ gave a little bit of his authority and agency back to God and submitted himself. Just like the Spirit is called an advocate and an encourager and a helper, giving the ability and the opportunity to us. So friends, as you go throughout your day today, as you go throughout your week or your month or your year, I invite you all to reflect on that idea. That God is a God who self-limits, who shares, who encourages and gives opportunities to others. That God has called each of us to do the same. So specifically for us who are older, interacting with those who are younger, perhaps that might be one of the greatest gifts that we can give, whether you've only got a few gray hairs like me or more. That maybe one of the greatest gifts we can give is to encourage those who will come after us, those who will carry the torch after we rest in glory. Maybe the greatest gift we can give to each other is to make space and encourage and say, I trust you and God goes with you. So help me see something beautiful. And just like in our kids' message, how many of you are kids? Y'all should be raising your hands, friends. It goes both ways. It goes between and amongst and within all of the generations. So, just like the Spirit, just like Christ, just like God, may we share what we have been given. May we make space for each other's. May we encourage one another, help each other, advocate on each other's behalf, so that the kingdom of God might shine through a little bit more clearly and the community of heaven might come on earth. Amen? Amen. Friends, would you pray with me? Hey, Ben. Gracious and loving Christ, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that we are your children. That you've made us from dust and dirt, mud and clay, breathed into us the breath of life. That you have helped us grow throughout all stages of our lives. That you're helping us grow throughout the entirety of our lives. That you haven't abandoned us or left us orphaned. You haven't rejected us. You don't get too frustrated with us, that you stick with it. You stick with us. So God, may your Spirit encourage us. May it advocate for us and among us. May it teach us all that we need to know. May it warm our hearts and tug on our heartstrings. May it give peace to our souls, and may we give peace to each other. Lord, show us your light, your wisdom, your love, that we might be a people like you, that you might teach us, and that we might grow into what we're called to be. Lord, help us be a people of grace, of welcome, and of compassion. Through Christ our Lord, all the people said, Amen. Friends, I invite you to stand as you're comfortable and join us in our closing hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. You can find it in your thick blueback hymnal on page 384 or up on the screens. Friends, may the Almighty God bless you and keep you, smile upon you, and encourage you. Go now as the Spirit goes into this world. Bless each other, encourage each other, advocate on each other's behalf, and make space that we all might work together to create something beautiful, that the kingdom of God might break forth and the community of heaven might be made visible. Friends, go with God, and God will go with you. And all the people said, amen. Friends, it is Sunday. It is our Sabbath. Go, rest, relax, celebrate, breathe easy. Today, our service has ended.